is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
Again.
Yeah, always that. Always that. All right. There we go. All right. So, of course, we were talking about we're doing scammers. She wants a Amazon gift card, I believe, for $100. I want her to lose her side piece. She's got this like foot fetish guy, Vinny, that I want her to lose. That's where we left off. So I have the man. Why is that funny?
When do you not?
Yeah. So I asked her if we're going to fix this. That's where we left off. So that's what I'm meaning. I go, we're going to have a video call? She goes, yeah. She goes, when you get time, the card that I asked. Yeah, I go, I asked the card once you lose the other guys, and we video chat. That being said, it's time you let me use my contacts and get you out of this mess you're in.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her out of Nigeria over there.
Yeah.
Then I go, I don't know, she must have been posting a bunch of stuff, because I go, you're posting like I'm, like, you are on a, what the fuck did I write? Oh. Okay, now I get it. I go, you're on a post-liking mission. She apparently liked a bunch of my things.
Ah.
She goes, isn't it good to like your post? I go, well, it lets me know you are here, which is nice, baby. So she smiles. And then we go to... So that was September 27th. We go to September 30th. This hot and heavy romance takes days off.
Days off!
She goes, Happy New Week, baby!
New week?
Yeah, I guess.
Happy New Week.
Happy New Week.
Happy New Week.
Happy New Week. Every week's a blessing. I go. Hi, sweetie. How are you? She goes. She's doing all right. She asks how I am. I said I'm all right. I go. We did not have our date this week. I remember we were supposed to have some sexy talk.
Oh right.
She goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then she goes, you didn't send the card. And I go, you didn't video chat and get rid of Vinny. And we're back at this again.
Oh, my God, detente.
She goes, I didn't have data to come up on here. I go, you need to give me the people you work for. This is ridiculous. I'm forcing her hand.
Yeah.
She goes, give you? What for? Now, if, like, your boyfriend was, like, trying to, like, set things right, and you're trapped in Nigeria and they're not paying you, wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah. I would be, yeah. I mean, in a way, I might feel like, oh, I don't want you to, like, ruffle feathers with my boss and say the wrong thing, but they can go a little bit more squirrely than you mean it to. But, on the other hand, there is a little part that says, oh, my Prince Charming will solve it for me. Yeah, I can't get any emotion from these jackasses. Maybe you could give it a try.
She goes, they don't know you to be anybody. Ouch.
They don't know you to be anybody?
Like they don't know who I am. They don't know who I think I am.
You're a big nobody. Why are they going to listen to you?
I go, because you make it seem like you're a captured slave.
Yeah.
And you're going to free her.
I am, Joe. She goes, I haven't told them about you before. I go, that's fine. I go, that's fine. I'll just have our diplomat to Nigeria handle it. They can't do this to an American citizen.
Oh, snap.
I am kicking this up the ladder. I thought that was a good play.
Yeah, protecting a fellow citizen of the United States, absolutely.
She goes, you're right about that. I go, yes, so let me help you, baby. I have contacts. Unless you want to just stay there and play footsie with Vinny.
Oh. Broken clock.
And then, weird time for you to vanish, sad face. She apparently disappeared.
Oh, no.
So I go, so are we ever going to finish a conversation? You're the type of girl that gets a guy all hot and bothered and then suddenly remembers she left the stove on at home and dashes out.
That's not a line I ever used.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Well, left the stove on.
She comes back.
Bye.
She comes back and laughs, gives me a little winky emoji, asks how I'm doing, I go, if I answer you, you'll vanish. She laughs. She goes, so you're not going to answer now, right? I go, whenever I answer, you go. I go, you know, like the talk. What the? Wow. I don't know why I wrote like that.
You know, like the talk.
You know, like the talk. She gives me a winky emoji. She goes, what's the solution, baby? I go, maybe you like sex better than the talk. She goes, haven't had sex in months now. I go, you haven't finished a conversation with me in months either, LOL. She goes, that's because I'm not always here. I go, you leave in the mid.
Yeah, let's hope she doesn't do that with sex as well.
You didn't pick up on that? You leave in the mid?
In the mid? No, we did.
M-I-D-D, I didn't finish the word.
It was you.
Yes. And then she was gone. I go, see? She goes, I'm the mid? Middle of the mid is mid.
I'm the mid.
She laughs. I go, see how frustrating that is? She goes, how can we make this thing work out for us? I go, what do you think I say?
Phone.
I don't know.
Video chat.
Oh, that's a good point.
I go, well, the first... Go on.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I go, well, the first thing I need is naked pictures of you.
Naked pictures. Wait, you've never asked any of them for naked pictures before.
No, but why not? It's a new fake Davin. Why can't I? Fuck you. How dare you?
I know. I was just shocked.
Don't you tell me how to create bullshit for bullshit artists.
I'm not telling you how to create it. I'm just... Don't tell me how to react to it.
Okay. So what do you think she says?
Send me the card. I'll
think she
send you the pictures.
All right.
Oh, that, you know what? Probably. Oh, wait. I would like to think that she's going to agree to do it.
Okay. She goes, fuck off.
Wow. And I drew a line.
That did not go well.
No. Fuck off.
I go, LOL, it was worth a shot. I go, so I'll take
typical man.
I'll take that as a no. I go, you're not really mad, are you? I go, I'm sorry, baby, and I give her a kiss emoji. She's not responding. She doesn't respond. So on October 1st, I go, well, I guess you're with Vinny now. I guess beat me by a foot. Good luck. Goodbye, Lacey.
And that's it?
That's it, baby.
So she never wrote back? That was it? She was like, you asked for naked pictures. She was like, fuck off, and that's done.
Well, I did follow it up. I go, well, this is where you say goodbye. I'll give you this. You're one of the stranger women I associated with.
Wow.
That was October 1st. October 4th, she writes hi.
She writes bye?
Hi, H-I.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my. Like nothing happened.
I go, hey, I didn't expect to hear from you. To what do I owe this honor? She goes, apology. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, that was brief as always. Nice chatting. She was gone again.
Funny.
Then she comes back.
Did she
She goes, you said something I didn't like, and I think I deserve an apology. How about this for this fucking scamming bitch? Good for her.
Wow.
Good for her. You know, I'll tell you one thing. A woman who tries to get money from men under false pretenses for a living will not be insulted by asking for naked pictures, even though, you know, that she has her lines, my friend. How dare you?
And you have found it.
Yes. She goes, you said something I didn't like, and I think I deserve an apology. I go, said sorry. You did not respond. I go, I said you can now go to Vinny and goodbye. You liked the comment. In my mind, we were finished.
Yeah. That's a little nuts.
Yeah. I go, all right, then. This matter was so important that you vanished in the middle of it. See you on Tinder, baby girl. So she responds later that day, how are you doing?
Why do you care?
Yeah. I go, fine, heading to the comedy club. She goes, are you performing today? I go, yes. She goes, I wish I could watch you live. I think she meant live.
Yeah.
I go, I'll work a deal with Charterhouse and come to Nigeria. Now remember, Charterhouse was a Nigerian-based entertainment company that ran shows in Ghana. When I was talking to Belinda, I was going to do some Charter House gigs. So I'm dropping some knowledge on her about Nigeria that she didn't know I had.
That's right. I forgot she was trying to get you gigs in Nigeria.
So now I'm saying I'll come to you. She goes, on the 5th, she goes, that'd be nice. I go, I worked for them years ago. I took the gig primarily to see a girl from Ghana I was dating.
That's a nice twist.
Yeah. The 6th, October 6th, I go, how are you, my friend? And then she goes, yes. I go, yes is your answer to how are you?
I am. I exist.
I don't understand. She goes, yes, I am fine. She asks how I am. I go, I am tired, but okay. I ask her what she has planned. She goes, nothing really, much other than resting. She asks me. I go, I swear to God, if we ever hang out, I will get you off your ass and stop resting, LOL. This girl's always resting. This scamming shit must be exhausting.
Well, she's tired trying to take people's money.
I understand. It's hard typing. She laughs. She says, I'm crazy. I guess we made up. I go, well, that is why you used to like me, LOL. I go, I'm more fun than most of the dudes that hit you up, and you know it.
Does she answer that?
She laughs, and she goes, I don't know. I go, what don't you know? She goes, if you're more fun. I go, well, you can find out now. You and I are better as friends than a relationship. So I'm ending this shit. She ended it, I'm ending it.
Yeah.
She goes, I see. I go, what, I go, you do not agree? She goes, I'll think about it. She goes, I think it makes sense. This is really weird.
This is really weird. She's like, I think it makes sense for us to be friends. Maybe she can still get something out of you, even if she's not your baby.
I don't know. It's going to be a lot harder to get money out of me if I don't think I'm getting my dick wet.
True. But maybe she could still try with the sympathy angle, although that doesn't seem to work with fake Davin.
It most certainly does not.
No.
I go, it does. I mean, even when we were together, you still had Vinny and all that. You weren't going to give that up. Plus, I'm a very sexual person, and I made a sex joke that pissed you off. It wasn't going to work.
True.
She goes, you right. I go, LOL, more feet photos. Yippee!
Busting her balls about the feet.
I'm busting the balls of her feet.
But the thing is, you're busting the balls of the feet, that's nice. But the thing is that it's true, there are guys, or, you know, women, I'm sure, too, that will just, they get one little detail, one little thing that bugs them, and it keeps coming up over and over again.
Oh, yeah, the fake Davin definitely has that quality about him.
Yeah.
So does real Davin. No. I go, now that we are friends, be honest with me. How many of those guys online are trying to get with you? I won't tell. Because she had a slew of guys. Obviously, she posts a pretty picture, and all the guys, you know, liking that shit, falling all over themselves.
Of course.
I go, you got quiet on me. Was hoping since you were resting and I had not gone about my business, we could have a really good talk. It had been a while. I just want to talk. She goes, now you ask me how many men I try to get with. Well, she took that wrong.
Yeah, that wasn't what you said exactly.
I go, LOL, we can talk about anything you like. And I said, trying to get with you, not you get with them. There is a difference. Yeah, seriously, I didn't call you a whore. I might, but I didn't.
I might.
I go, only thing I ever said was I knew about Vinny. I do wish you could have been honest with that, but that is in the past. Lacey, what are your dreams and goals? What do you want out of life? About a $100 Amazon card, stupid.
Yeah, for starters.
Yeah.
She goes, good question. I go, so now we need is now all we need is an answer. She goes, my goal is to lead a peaceful life with the one I love.
Okay.
I go, that is a lovely goal. Are you going to stay in Nigeria? She says, no. I said, where do you want to live? She goes, back there in the States with my godmother, because I don't have a place of my own. I go, Texas?
Godmother. This job doesn't pay very well, does it?
No.
It was with the Bear Fairy, too.
The fairy god vodka mother. I go, Texas? She goes, Atlanta, Georgia. I go, Atlanta's great, fun city. Are you gonna live in the city or the suburb? She goes, in the city. She asks, have I been to Atlanta, Georgia? I say, when you get there, let me know. I have some comedian friends you might enjoy seeing. Yes, I have. Gonna keep tabs on this bitch. But I really don't think she's getting to Atlanta as the girl pictured in the photo. That's just a hunch, though.
I doubt it.
No.
She goes, okay. I go, what type of work will you do in Atlanta? She goes, artwork. I go, selling or creating? And that was, and then she goes, took a while to respond. Everything okay? She said, everything's fine. Thanks for asking. And I said, I'm glad. I had no idea you had a passion for art. I go, what type do you like? She goes, I thought I told you from the beginning. She did not, which makes me think she has gotten her, she's gotten me confused with another guy.
Yeah, she never talked about art before.
No. I go, nope. She goes, well, maybe, maybe you did. I don't recall. My life speeds by me. Oh, that is nice. You definitely did not show me those. So she sends me some pictures of which I find online, and they're not hers.
Wow. That's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never happens.
I did a quick little Google image search, and lo and behold, it was not my baby's works of art. Now, do you think I called her on that right there? Or do you think I let it go?
No, I think you let it go.
Called her on it.
Oh, okay.
I think you called her on it.
The court's divided. I go, is that my heart you're holding? I guess there was a picture of her holding my heart. LOL. She goes, no, I didn't show you pictures, but I did tell you what I do here in Nigeria. She laughs. She goes, did you give me your heart? I said, you told me you work in a lumber company. She goes, yeah, I'm almost at the end of my project. I go, but what does that have to do with art? She goes, I'm fully into art now because I discovered people here that are that creative, so I decided to start up something else, and I think it working. This is all news to me.
Yeah, this is brand.
Whatever that is going to take money. Yours.
Oh, yeah.
I go, that's fantastic.
The only thing is I wish I had art supplies.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Money.
I go, you don't think people at home are creative? She goes, people here in Nigeria. I go, I'm asking if you think people from America are creative. And she vanishes. I go, where'd you go? And she goes, yes, they are, baby. I go, have you created any art? She goes, working on it. I go, will you show me? I go, oils, charcoal, watercolor, sculpture? I'm fascinated. She goes, drawing and painting. What have you drawn so far? She goes, I've shown you some already. I go, I did not know you did that. Impressive. You might want to tell Google. I go, all these months, and just now you're sharing this side of yourself. She goes, I feel you deserve to know. I go, I didn't deserve to know when we were together. Why not? She goes, because sometimes you lost your pants, LOL.
Oh.
I go, well, maybe I'm pantsless right now. She goes, that's your business. I go,
that's
very true.
Problem.
I go, very true, LOL. For a little while, it was your business. Now my pants are in business for themselves. She laughs. I go, but I'm trying to change my ways. She goes, only if you're saying the truth. I go, only what? I have been trying for a while now. She goes, I go, what, She goes, haven't seen any changes yet. I go, what changes would you see? She goes, I know when I see one. I go, well, I'm not. pardon me. I go, well, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. However, old me would have kept sleeping around and not cared what you did with Vinny. The new me wants to settle down with one woman who'll be faithful, who I will be faithful to. So I guess that is the change you could see. So what do you guys think of that?
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that will, like, get her more interested in you again.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Keep her hanging on.
I think it's pretty funny that she was like, fuck off, didn't talk to you for a while, and now she's like, oh, well, I guess I'll go back and talk to him.
She can't quit me. She goes, so who's...
I wish I could quit you.
So she goes, so who is this dear woman you talking about, if I may ask? I go, why do you care? You have Vinny who adores you and your feet. But if you must know, I don't have a dear woman. My career and lifestyle has been fun. I'm just looking for something healthier and more fulfilling. I want to be loved for who I am, not what I do or what I can do for someone. In order to have that, I need to be a better person. She goes, awesome, and gives me a round of applause. She goes, I admire your strength. I go, thank you. I go, I want to be friends with you. I'm trying to be better, and I know you have your man, so I don't think it will be weird. So now I'm gonna be her best friend.
Okay, this could happen.
Sure. She goes, it's okay, whatever you say. I go, what do you mean? I go, if you don't want to be friends, then you know, tell me. You will never hear from me again. No hard feelings. I'm giving her an out. She goes, I don't want to lose you, baby.
She does?
Yes.
Ha-ha.
I go, well, I just told you I want to be friends, but I honestly don't think you ever really liked me that much. I've turned it around. She goes, I do.
There you go.
She goes, I do like, just being careful, had too many heartbreaks before, want to be sure you really liked me too. This is October, by the way. We've been talking since April. We don't know where we each other stands.
Like, why are you guys still talking?
Well, because we're not fucking.
That's weird.
I go, I don't know if I ever really gave you a chance. I was wrapped up in myself and you would float in and out of my life. We never video chatted or spoke on the phone, so it was hard to get close. Then you found someone else, which is cool. I hope you make each other happy.
She's not saying that she is with him or is with anybody. You just keep saying that, right?
She's not denying it.
Yeah, that's true.
And she did ask me in the past, how do I know about Vinny?
Yeah.
I go, but
she's
upon
trying to keep that under wraps because she's a scammer.
Yes. I go, but upon reflection, I realize I could have been nicer. I'm sorry. And I go, I'm not saying this to win you back, Lacey. I know you've moved on. I'm genuinely happy for you. The fact that he inspires your art is tremendous.
Are these paintings of feet?
They probably are. Some of them.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have the paintings anymore, unfortunately. She goes, thanks for offering to be a friend to me, and I promise never to fuck it up, and I'll play my role well.
I'll play my role well.
Are you reading
well,
into
that? She just said a mouthful.
Are you reading into that?
Yeah, I am, but I don't think that she meant it in a clever way at all, but I was reading into it.
No, Pip.
I think it was a slip.
I go, I'm very happy to hear that. I'm glad we're giving each other a fresh start. How many fresh starts do I have with these women?
Oh my God! Every other Tuesday.
And I go, and I promise. Funny. And I go, and I promise I won't ask for naked pictures. She laughs.
Although, if you feel like throwing me some, I'm not going to object.
Yeah. I mean, I got cock in hand here. Let's not be hasty. She laughs. She goes, "You're going to do it anyway." I go, "Yeah, now you laugh. The first time it earned me a fuck you, LOL."
Now you laugh.
I go, "Well, you are beautiful, but I won't. I'll be good." And I put a little devil thing. She laughs. I go, "But if you wanted to send them without me asking, it would be rude of me to decline."
That's almost what I said.
I go, "I'll probably always be a bit flirty, just my way, but I will play nice. You were beautiful, but now that I'm actually getting to know you a bit, I think I like what's inside better than the outside." Aww.
Aww.
Sweet. She laughs. I go, "What are you talking about, which I don't have outside?" What the fuck?
What?
I don't know. I go, "Physically, you are stunning, but I'm saying you seem like you have a beautiful heart. That is the most appealing part. Honestly, a couple of months ago, I would see a girl like you, sleep with her, lose my pants, and never see her again." "Now that I'm slowing things down, I see how much more there is than outward beauty and a night of great sex." Do I?
Really?
She goes, "Aw, this shit's working, by the way, kids."
Yeah.
I go, "Hashtag truth." I go, "Not that sex is a bad thing, LOL." She laughs. She goes, "What's your number?" I go, "You want to talk?" She goes, "We could text more on the," I think she meant the phone, because I'm not always on here on Instagram. I go, I think Nigeria to USA is crazy expensive. Can we do a voice or video on here or Hangouts?" Now I'm trying to get on Hangouts.
Yeah.
She goes, "Okay, baby." I go, "We can do a video or a voice here?" She go. Then I go, "Are you there?" Then the next day, "Hi." Uh-oh. Then 7 days later, a week later, she goes, "How are you feeling today?"
What about the last 7 days?
It's crazy. I go, "You ghosted."
Well, does she think that you're just pals now, so she doesn't have to keep up with talking to you?
I guess, but fake Davin will not be denied.
Yeah.
I go, "I'm okay. You ghosted me. We're starting to really get along, I thought." She laughs. She goes, "Yeah. Sorry, I ran out of my phone card."
Uh-huh.
I go, "You had enough of me, LOL?" She goes, I go, "I get it. I'm not your boyfriend. It's fine." She laughs. She goes, "But you're my friend." I go, "I am. Don't you forget it." And then she says, what do you think she says next?
I can't even imagine.
Joe, you got anything?
No.
She goes, I don't talk to Vinny anymore.
Oh!
You going to believe that?
No, but I mean, she's trying.
Actually, trying to recall, at some point, he was no longer on her list of follows.
Oh, my God. So she's actually probably telling the truth.
Yeah. So she probably asked for money. He was like, "You know what? I like your feet, but I'm not paying for them."
That's what Jeff said to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, "Why?" I go, "He seemed to really like you." She goes, "He lies."
Oh, he lied.
He lies. I go, "Sorry, what did he lie about?" She goes, "That's between us." I go, "Fair enough, trying to be there for you."
I mean, that's actually a good and real answer if she was a good and real person.
Yes, not from a scammer.
No.
She lies, and only one of us can do that in this relationship. I go, "When did this all happen?" She goes, "Last week." And then she goes, "Thanks for being there for me, dear." She goes, "But wait." And then White Lion started playing. She goes, "But wait." She goes, "How did you know him?"
Oh, so she's still on, "How did you figure out I was talking to him in the first place?"
Yes. I go, "Well, I mean, you," I go, "Well, you and I were connected, right?" She goes, "Somehow." She laughs. I go, "Fair enough. LOL, but we had something. Not as strong as you and Vinny, but we had something, right?" Then I go, are you there?
What, she disappear again?
Yeah, I go, guess not. Oh, well. She goes, yeah,
we
did.
Very weird with the disappearance.
That's a problem with these fucking scammers. Their attention span sucks.
I know.
She goes, yeah, we did. I won't lie. Then she goes, where are you? I go, I'm out and about, pulled over so I can text you. Why do you ask? She goes, wanted you to do me a favor. Oh, no.
Oh, back to this.
I go, what is that? What do you think it is, kids?
It's a
money.
It's a card, a gift card.
I needed you to get me a card because I'm out of phone card.
Yeah.
Lacey, I feel like you only want me when you want something. Truthfully, I've always felt that way. It's probably a reason why I never took you seriously. And I gave her a sad face.
Well, yeah.
And then she gives me a crying emoji. She goes, I left you with the wrong impression. I go, it's fine. But yes, that's how I feel. Like even now, I was trying to be a friend to you over your breakup, even though you chose him over me. And again, me being a friend to you isn't enough. It's never can you do me a favor, I need your opinion. Or can you cheer me up? Or I just wanted to talk to you. There's always a catch, Lacey. I don't want to be involved with people who make me feel so worthless as a person. I'm a good person, and I'm working on getting better. But my friendship isn't even enough for you. It's really upsetting.
Joe, will you grab his hand? He's getting upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll help him. Yeah.
Somebody wake Joe up.
There.
She goes, I'm sincerely sorry. Pardon me. I go, it's fine. Maybe you and I aren't even meant to be friends. She goes, I'll make it up to you when I get back to the States. I go, I don't need you to make anything up to me. I don't want anything of you. I was not trying to be a friend because I wanted anything. I was trying to be a friend because I thought maybe we would enjoy talking with each other. If you don't enjoy talking to me, that's fine. I won't be mad or sad, but at least just tell me that so we can part on good terms.
Wow.
She says, I'm sorry. I go,
I'm not buying it.
I go, it's fine. Just tell me you don't want to be friends. No hard feelings, but I will insist you at least have the decency to tell me. Why are you laughing? I'm in pain.
I'm sorry.
You're a terrible friend.
I am a terrible friend.
Buy me a phone card.
Yes, sir.
She goes, I want you. I go, as a friend? She goes, maybe more than a friend if you're interested.
That's what she says now?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's over Vinny now. You slut.
I go, I don't want to be your rebound guy. Lacey, you were just with Vinny. You already picked him once over me. I'm not saying you were wrong to. Maybe he was a great guy. However, clearly I was not what you wanted romantically. I want someone who loves me and thinks I am amazing. I've had enough nights where I can't find my pants.
Your drunkenness is not my problem.
She laughs. I go, yeah, pants can get expensive, LOL.
Pants can get expensive.
They can. She asked me if I lost my pants again. I told her I'm trying to be better. I want to make love to a woman. I'm tired of just fucking. I've done plenty of that. It's fun. I just want to be in love and be loved. I'm tired of my old ways.
She buying any of that bullshit?
I hope so. She gives me the emoji with the heart eyes. I go, what's
right.
That emoji mean? She goes, I've had this hitting feeling for you, but I was scared to say it because I thought you might take it for granted. I believe we're wooing again.
I think so.
She goes, "What?" I go, what feeling is that? She gives me that emoji again. This feeling, if you know what it means. I go, I don't, dear. My emoji knowledge is subpar. I know happy, sad, angry, and eggplant.
This is, I'm happy about your eggplant.
Yes. So I ask her what that the emoji she sent means. She goes, LOL, I don't, dear. My emoji, oh, that's fucking me, stupid. I go, somehow I think if I ever sent you an eggplant, it would not have ended well, LOL. I go, Papa, she goes, means that I like you. And then she laughs. I go, well, you did tell me that. A long time ago, very quickly after starting to chat, and I did take it for granted, because you're full of shit. She gives me a sad emoji. I go, well, it's hard to take seriously so quickly, and admittedly, I was a jerk. What?
You said, admittedly, I was a jerk?
I did. I did say that.
Oh.
I go, I don't think you really liked me back then. How could you? We barely knew each other. Remember, she liked Professor Love in a week. I go, the point is, I'm trying to give you a fair chance, and I want you to give me a fair chance. It was all so weird between us before. We would go weeks without talking and then pretend we were together, except you were doing your thing with Vinny and I was losing pants. She goes, hey, I would have loved to continue, but I just got a message that I have 4 MBs left. Millibar, I guess, how much time left?
Yeah, 4 what?
I left? More bars left. I don't know. Oh. I think it has to do with time on her card. I go, okay, maybe some other time we'll finish. Take care of Lacey, and I blow her a kiss. She goes, are you going to help me out with the card that I asked for us to continue our conversation? Because I'm really enjoying it. Fuck you. I go, Lacey, please stop asking me for things. If we ever get past all this weirdness and I can't get and I can get right, you won't have to ask. I'll just give you. Not because you ask, but because I want to. Now every time you ask, I get a pit in my stomach like something isn't right.
That's true.
You like that tact?
Yeah.
And I did most of the talking. I go, Ella, if we ever continue, I do believe it will be your turn to share your thoughts and feelings. She says, okay. And then she says, good night, dear. I said, good night, Lacey. Do you want to get to know each other, or is it best to go our separate ways? She goes, I like to talk and know more about each other. Lucky we might be best of friends. I go, that'd be nice, Lacey. I would like that. Don't be a stranger. She goes, I'm still on my knees begging for love, not to a stranger, but to the love I know you. I've been in love and know it's a mystery. Each night and day I hope and pray that you'll be mine forevermore. After that you've been through, it's hard for you to trust again. Giving your heart and soul to another's keeping. But no, it's me that's on my knees, swallowing my pride, begging you. Please, once again, I say please be mine. I think somebody found cut and paste.
I think so.
I go, is that from a song? She goes, nope. I go, what's it from? She goes, my heart.
Please.
I go, I thought we were going to try to be friends. And I go, weird place to leave things. What things? I go, well, I thought we were going to try and be friends, but then you asked me to be yours. She goes, yeah. I go, yeah, what? And that's where we'll leave it.
Huh, okay, so that was very weird.
So what do you think of this new tact of us trying to be friends?
Well, I think that she's still going to be begging for money. Like, well, come on, help me out, friend.
She'll
be playing you.
You guys,
absolutely.
You guys are so untrusting.
We've been here for a while.
But do you like the tact that I've changed? I've changed my stripes?
I think you're like, I'm a new man, so I'm worthy of your time.
Well, yeah.
I'd be losing my pants.
You don't think that was a good tact?
No, I think that worked. Okay. Obviously, it was a good tact. It worked.
All right.
Yeah, like it.
All right. So that's that. I think we've done enough.
I think we've done more than enough, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. We would like to thank Russ Fredico for his continued support. That's going to do
it. Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you, Sensei. It's been a fun show. Heated, funny, beer fairies. It had it all, kids. What more could you ask for? We will see you guys next week. Thank you guys for listening live and listening on the podcast and Facebook and all that stuff. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
No one.
Either way, please keep on listening.